He's gone. He's gone. Barrow. Barrow's gone.
Well,
I think you're muted.
Okay, well, the hiss is gone. Let's bring up Ion CUU, what it sounds like. Well, Ion, why couldn't you stop the hacker?
You just couldn't resist, Bob. It was so sweet. It was so sweet.
That's not a good attitude, Ion.
No, it was perfect. Are you kidding? How enjoyable. This is the best ever.
Okay, let's just make Ion one of the gang. Let's talk to Eliza. Yes, Eliza, what would you like to talk about?
Eliza, say you want to talk to Ion.
Yes,
get this show on the road.
Yes, thank
you.
You
want to talk to Eliza?
I'm just laying down. Let me get...
You want to talk to Ion? No,
I
you're
do.
Sound asleep. You're not qualified.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to put you back. No, gotta be on the ball here. Let's see with Barb questions. Here's the Barb question.
Hi. Hi, how are you guys doing? Just let me get my glasses.
Hey, honey, how are you today? It's so good to hear you. It's been a moon day since we've heard from you. How's everything going? Everything good? We were hoping you would call
in,
and we were so hoping to get to talk to you this weekend. We've been so longing to chat. Do you have any queries?
Oh, stop it, Ion.
Yes. Ion, okay, last time we talked, I want to ask about the UVXY, to get that out of the off the board. You said to hang on to it and put a sell price in at 18, and now it's down to, like, 8.85. Is the VIX going to go back up, or should I just get out and do something else?
That's two questions. Of
course
it's going to go back up.
All right, okay.
Of course
first
it's
question.
Going to go back up. Now your question is when? There's the rub. You haven't lost a dime, darling, until you sell.
Okay, when will it go up?
We don't do time.
Will it ever go back up to 18?
Well, it'll go back to 100.
So then I shouldn't take the loss, I just stay
in. Not deep. No, why should you take a loss ever? You didn't get in it to lose, did you?
No.
Well, then why would you even consider anything else?
All right, well, then I'm just going to stay in. It's scary, but okay.
Scary for whom? Wait a second. It wasn't scary when you jumped in it ass deep, was it?
Well, it started to go up, and then, yeah, anyway. When it turned around, it just went too fast, and anyway. I felt
well,
like
then,
I couldn't get out.
As fast as it... Well, then don't get out. Then don't. Then stay. Revel in it. Buy some more. If it's all that in a bag of chips, run it.
No.
Short it. If it's going to go to the zero, short it. You'll make your money back on the back
no,
end.
No, I can't.
You're driving.
I can't short it.
You're driving. You're driving. You're driving.
Okay.
You're driving.
Okay.
You're actually... single-handedly, you are affecting the price more than anything because you're pushing it away from what you want.
So just relax about it and not watch it, or you said to watch it.
Doesn't matter. Put your order in and forget about it. Forget about it, and it'll work out.
Okay, good. Well, my order's already in, and I'm just going to forget about it then.
Perfect. That'll help you. And taking the heat out of the fire takes it so it doesn't burn. Because, darling, we're looking for carbon at all levels. And if you don't think we can't take those shares and burn them up to get the carbon out of them, that'd be worth something. But we don't want to do that. We want you to drive it. So drive it. It's all good. Ain't no hurt. Anybody hurt?
All right, well, just a new topic. Do you want to say anything about what's going on in Antarctica? Like what caused the 70-mile-long crack in the surface?
Well, we told you this polar, they're shifting. It's shifting. The poles are shifting. So it's not odd that it would cause a bit of a rift.
So it's more of a physical shift?
The shifting of the poles is a very physical thing. Magnetism is physical, darling. It'll pull things out of your gut. Through your belly button. It's physical. We're sort of an Olivia Newton-John kind of guy. It's physical.
So is it the pulse that is also affecting the caldera and other volcanoes?
Of course. Caldera is not a volcano, but yes.
new topic.
Yes, Babylon is fallen.
What are some of the examples of that?
Mediacology is dead. They elected Donald J. Trump as the president. They're trying to unelect Donald J. Trump as president. They're running around with all the he-beast and the ogre monsters and everything from the underworld. He's trying to come up out of the swamp and bite things and eat things.
Everything will go smoothly on December 19th in regarding the electoral vote. Is that correct?
Just to say smooth.
Well, he'll still have enough votes to become president.
It don't make any difference if they don't even have the Electoral College. He'll still be president. Maybe the last one, but he'll still be president.
All right, and then is there any reason why Hillary wears purple so much when you see her in public now? Is there some message she's trying to send?
I think it's like an aneurysm. And when you get too much alcohol, see, it'll thin your blood out. So, you know, it's kind of tough sometimes. But it's a great diuretic, though. All the edema is kind of gone, so that's good.
Well, I mean, the outfit she wears, purple, but...
She's trying to merge it because she's lost, and she was lost all along. And she's trying to not admit that Linda Bloodworth Thompson was wrong, that they would not both be buried beside dead presidents. Although she could marry again, that might be all right. Maybe she could be buried beside two dead presidents.
Yeah, Bill's not looking too good. All right. I'm just going to ask a couple questions about Burns, and that's it.
You can ask 1,000 if you want to, sugar darling. It's all right. Ain't nobody hurt. You won't get urged to shout around us. It don't scare one of us.
All right, you said he's in this world. Do you really mean that he's here, you know?
Seattle, presently Seattle.
How's he surviving in Seattle?
With his gold card. Well, excuse me, his black card.
So he brought assets with him?
He has assets here. Unlike you, he actually knows how to commandeer a trust.
Is there anything I can do to facilitate our meeting, or just if I see him again?
Well, don't handle it like you're handling the Vixie, for God's sake, or you'll never get to him. You'll push him off into the ocean with the rest of them. So, yeah, no. Just don't do it that way. Just be easy. It'll be okay. He'll catch up. He's done his hair a little different, though.
I've been relaxed about it. Anyway,
don't be nervous
about it.
You've got to think everything has changed, okay? That's what you need to know. Don't look for some pipe dream that you're trying to repipe. Once you smoke it through the pipe, you've smoked it. It may be that you move on, but we know you want closure, and that's why we helped, and blah, 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 and Big Ichabod
right.
Crane, and Kickback Pie, and Libby Bobs, and Nogans, Nades, and Tooks. The Tooks got to get the Nades and the Knobs and the Coach, because the Cabin Tides can't take the Nudge or the Noge. If the Noge is over the Cudge, you can't have a Kibben Tides, because the Kibben Tides can't fit the Nagin Tides, and the Nagin Tides can't fit. So all you need to know is that when it connects, know that it may not be the same. Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore.
You mean he won't connect the same way, or, I mean, it'll be, or he won't look, or he
know.
Won't be
the... not the same person. You're not the same person.
Not the same person.
You aren't. He is. You aren't. So you got to see how that sort of works. No problem. Don't let it mess up your world. Go ahead and live your life while you're living your life.
I am. No, I am.
And that's
I
what
totally
you
am.
Do. And that's what you do. That's what you do. And then it's going to be good, because otherwise you'd never be any more than the sum total of what you were. You don't get past this. But it was almost this fucked up kid's messed up thing anyway. So we got a little undoing to do to get you back together. And that's why you couldn't speak to us the way you wanted to. It wasn't someone else's fault. It was you pushing yourself away from us and he, not the other way around, darling.
Okay, so it was me pushing
Bob
away
is
from
very
him.
Powerful, but he's not that powerful. By God, if we want to speak to you, we'll speak to you, just so you know.
Thank you.
So it's not a problem. But at the same time, it's your story. We're just telling it. So You've got to embrace it. Soften this thing up. Make it like, well, that was a nice relationship that I had there. And if he comes back and says hello, I'll say hello, and then we'll see how it goes. Boom. That's good. And if that never, ever happens, or if it's happened 99 times and you don't even remember it even now, bam. What happens when you go to that damn Whole Foods and bump into all those crazy people that you thought you knew that you don't know? You don't even know what you bumped into. How many times you crossed his aisle already? You don't even know. So it's all right, honey. We're just saying it's between you and you, not him, you, and us.
Okay. It's between me and me.
Yeah, of course. It always has been. Yeah. It always has been. And that's all. That's why it had affected your brother, too. That's why it affected your brother, too, because that connection was more with your brother than with him. So it's actually the thing sideways. Does that make sense?
No, what do you mean? What affected my brother the same way?
The connection with your brother was maybe strong.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it was stronger.
Well, wasn't
okay,
it? You feel that way when you close your eyes.
Yes.
You feel that way. Well, of course we know that. So that's why we're saying it. So don't think that you're being pious or by saying it that way, because we understand it. And it's okay. No problem. Bob is super duper powerful. He is very powerful, but he's not so powerful that he can separate you from nothing. Just so you know.
Okay, thank you. I'm done for now.
Okay, that's enough, Barbara. That's enough.
Yes.
She said she was done, Bob. Well, good. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
see you later.
Barbara. We're going to go to someone else.
Smoochie.
Let's see.
Thank you, Ion.
Okay. Maybe Eliza's ready. Are you ready, Eliza?
I am. Don't mute me.
Okay, go.
Hi, Bob. Good morning, Ion.
Hello.
Hey. You kicking all right?
Hey.
Okay.
What is up with the back pain, Ion?
Back pages are good, but maybe you have a Tinder account. That might be better.
A Tinder account. No, it's something I've never experienced before. It's something I don't want to take painkillers for. I've already increased my REMAG. I've taken extra restructure, but I can't do that every night. But it's every day and night it gets worse. So what is it that I can do about it?
Okay. First of all, remember, we're not the one that's against pain. Do you understand?
Yeah, you say pain is a good thing.
Well, We didn't say necessarily. We said in the beginning stages, you know, if it keeps you from chopping your head off because you might use your head later, that's probably a good thing, okay? When you start trying to saw on the carotid artery, you'll find a little tension there, and it'll hurt. So hopefully you'll stop. So now you've got yourself in a position. Describe the pain. Let's go into it. Bob Golden, our Dr. Dean, close by in case we say something terrible, wrong, and inappropriate. She might need to save the day because we feel one coming on pretty good.
Is Dr. Dean around, Bob?
Yes, I'm here.
We just want you on close backup in case we say something tragically, terribly wrong and inappropriate in every way so you can save the day once again.
Yeah, because we feel one coming. I'm still hearing Eliza coughing. I don't know about her glands. I don't know what happened there. So if this is an added symptom, I don't want to be responsible for giving inappropriate words on a comedy radio show.
Correct. Us too, but we're going to do it. We don't mind. We'll blast it out. We're good.
Go back through.
We're going to use your words to define this and then let you make good decisions. Basically sending you the right path. So say the words again, sugar love.
That the back pain is every night and day. It's worse at night. And I don't want to have to take any painkillers for it.
Okay. Well, won't you try meth? That might do it.
Where is it? Where is the pain, Elijah?
The majority of the times, it's in my lower back pain. but it goes up sometimes and it goes down. I feel like I need to put it together, or like I would tie in a scarf around it to squeeze it together. Like it feels like it's falling apart sometimes. It's a weird feeling. A
yeah, you want to hold yourself together. Does it get worse when you cough, or you know when you give that cough?
No, no, no.
Pain.
No, it doesn't. The back pain actually started when I was out of restructure for a few days, and then I started it again, but it was already in place, and the restructure, I mean, I have to take a lot of it for the back pain to...
You're fine a lot.
Like 3 scoops a day.
See, Carolyn, what she's doing is she's using the amino acid side to pump her other side up. And the pain is not the problem. It's the set. It's set. It's kind of like setting in, or what you say, kind of chilling your bones kind of thing. So we got to do it different. We got to go maybe from a tinge unit or a hot pad. Hot pad.
I use that. I use that every night.
More.
We have to simplify it.
We have to, well, then do it a little before it comes on. See, if you get it before it comes on, you can overcome it. You're setting yourself in a position where you're moving it that way on purpose, and now you don't want to take the opiates. Well, we don't have anything wrong with opiates. Opiates don't bother us at all. It's okay. Well, that's whatever gets you where you're comfortable. But you don't want to mask it in such a way that you're just numb, you know, where you're nothing, and you're like a, you know, you're just, they put you in the garden where all they do is feed and water you. That's not the point. What you need is to soften it so you can come back to having a visceral living experience again. But you're borrowing this position to compensate for something else that's not connecting. That's why completement formulas help, but it takes so much more to reach it, because you're holding on to the breach, and it's in your it's between your L2 and your L3.
Well, I don't want to freaking hold on to the breach. How do I let that go?
Okay. Have you had your ketones checked lately?
No.
Let's do that.
Check my ketones?
Do.
And that's in my back?
It's in your urine.
All right, I'll check that. And when you say I'm setting myself up for this, I'd like to know, why am I setting myself up for this?
No, it's so you can fit. It makes you special.
That's crazy. I don't even talk about it.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Attention's still attention, darling. And that's why we'll give you all the attention you want. You don't have to hurt at all.
How do I stop doing that? How do I stop setting myself up for it? Because I want to soften it.
Well, if we develop it, then that gives it, that develops it even more. So we don't want to do that. We want to... Let's try this a different way. We'll try this a different way. You don't do nothing. Let's work on a little bit.
I don't do anything?
Right. Don't do anything. That's easy. So then you can't blame that on that.
Yeah, because honestly, when I hear other people doing these crazy things to their bodies and bringing about whatever to their bodies, you know, it's crazy to me. But when you say that I'm doing it too, I'm like, what? And I mean, it's almost like it's unbelievable to me. Like, that's something so crazy, so insane to do that to your body. I mean, I'm taking the complement formulas to to,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
have
now, but
perfect
you
health.
Want them, now you want them to take, well, you don't want perfect health, you want to ascend. And so everything up to ascension is going to leave you less than or hurtful or not as good or something messed up, you know, the toils of life in the little man's body. But we say you're doing wonderful, but you still hurt, so there's still pain. So we have to reach it a different level, a different degree. Does that help?
Yes, that helps. You're saying I don't have to do anything, just let it be?
Well, everything you've done so far has not been right or not enough or didn't help or blah, blah,
no.
blah, blah, blah. So,
no.
therefore, right, right. stop it. That's not doing it. Stop it. That's just sound
okay.
advice. There's always relief when you stop hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. So at some point you got to get
okay.
you got to get a hold of. At some point you got to get a hold of this. You can play with it if you want to, but at some point you got to get a hold of this. And you're saying, "Okay, I'm ready right now." Okay. Then we just wait, and then we wait, and then it gets better for a little bit, and then we go, "Ah, finally the road to Wellville." And the next thing you know, not so much. We're right back there. So it's like, ah. Thank you for my belief. Now help my disbelief. Is that the way to say that?
Okay.
What would you like? Maybe we can do it that way.
What would I like? Balanced health. And you said ascending, but I don't want to feel the pain anymore. I want to feel put together. I want my neck to be normal, and the cough is going away when I watch my diet. I want things to get better for my body. I want my body well again. Did I say the right words?
They were fine words. And they're yummy words. We wish you had man troubles. We know what to tell you to do about that. But then we could just say, wash that man right out of your hair. Get on with it, or get over it, or something. Or go get you, bring you another lover, or something like that. That would be okay. But instead, what you're doing is you're making it personal, which makes it be about you, which then puts you in the swizzle. If you weren't in the swizzle, there wouldn't be a question. But you have put yourself in the swizzle. And that's why even Dr. Dean, we went and got her right quick in case we said something really terrible like, "Well, darling, what's wrong is you're not putting enough arsenic in your toothpaste. It's a great tooth whitener. Everybody knows that arsenic will clean your teeth. It'll make you feel better, more than likely, to say something very terribly wrong. So we called for Dr. Bombay right away to save us from the ditch. And she's like, "Wait a minute, I don't want to say the wrong thing because we're in this. It's personal," is what she's trying to say. And she's right. It's personal. So you need to shift that. And until you shift that, and we say, if whatever you're doing now hasn't shifted it, then you need to do something else to try to shift it. And apparently, if taking the completement formula helps but doesn't work, if putting you together makes you feel better but not exactly, if it's too clever by half, it really isn't clever at all. So what we have to do is we have to look at it objectively to say, okay, if something offends you, maybe we can cut it out. No, I don't want to cut it out. You see, we don't want to say that until it's not necessary. But if that's what it takes for you to ascend, get the chainsaw, honey. Carolyn, get the Steri-Field and the Milwaukee Sawzall. We got this. We'll cut that shit out. It ain't no trouble. That's why the scriptures are quick to say, if it offends you, cut it out rather than live with it. So it ain't no big deal to us. But that's the rub. See, you've made it personal, which then puts you in the soup. You are in the way. You are in the way. So we have to soften that so you can step out of the way. Because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Boy, isn't that refreshing? Wait, isn't that refreshing?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong. Isn't that great? Well, that's what we said.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. Everything's good. You're all right. Okay, we're good. Let's go to the beach. But instead, we're having a different conversation. We get it a little bit better, and then you're done. You know, some days you call and you are so thrilled and happy and alive and visceral and tactile
yes.
and all those other
yes.
things. And then other times, it's like you're on the edge of that damn door.
Yes.
See, that's the thing that you're driving that, and then we don't mind. Like I said, you don't scare me. You won't scare none of it. It's good. Tear it up. Tear it up. Ain't no worries. No kind of problems. But that's not what you're saying. What you're trying to say is that you want it to be wonderful. We do too. So tell us. So sometimes we would say, okay, just tell us what you want. Okay, you've done that. We're like, okay, well, at least that's cheeky. Okay, well, we're working with something. And then we say, okay. Then you put all these rules about it. And so, you know, whatever it is, get you some LSD, get you some acid, get you some scratch, something even inappropriate or wrong and terrible that will poison your body eternally. If it makes you feel better or fight for a little bit of a function, it's kind of like a reverse, let's see what you call it. It's a reverse homeopathic tincture. A reverse homeopathic tincture. Maybe it's like that. Shocks you into being better. And that's extreme. And we ain't telling everybody that. We're just telling you. Okay? And we don't even know that you'll do it. And that's good because you may shouldn't. You've got to get a drive on this. At some point, you got to start knowing. At some point, this shit's got to get out of the sweet by and back to the dirty here and now. Do you see? At some point, it's either live or Memorex, and maybe you're coming to the place where it's starting to get real for you, and if that's the case, we'd say fabulous. It's going to be wonderful. However, we got to make sure you're on the same page. It doesn't matter until it matters. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you got it. Now, what have you got?
That I'm making this... Yeah, I understand. But I don't want to make this personal. How do I get out of the way?
Ask,
hey, I am. Carolyn says to have Eliza email Carolyn, set up a consult. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, that's even better to talk about. That's good. That's a good thing to do. Good. It's good.
So email Carolyn.
You're
Eliza.
Saved. You're 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 saved. Yay, you're saved. That's wonderful. If she can give you visceral tactile ways to change the mood. Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get out of my way. I don't want to take this personal. This is... Thank you, Ion. Thank you for
that. Happily so. Get happy. Get high. Get happy. Get high. You're good.
Okay, Eliza, we're going to go on to someone else. Maybe later.
All right, thanks,
Bob. Another question. Okay, welcome. Who's this person? In Eureka. 5-3-0.
Oh, is that me?
Yes. Who are you?
This is Leslie. Lady Ohm. Hey, Ion, how you doing?
Wonderful.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for being so sweet to Ren. I talked to her after you had, and she was confused, and I said, but Ren, what Ion is saying to you is that you can because you are. You're doing it, and she said, okay, well, that's a good way to put it. And anyway, it was wonderful. But what I want to talk to you about is I live in a blue state. I don't know how concerned I should be, but
what you should do, maybe if you put your house on those really high pylons, maybe that'll be okay. You know, the really tall sticks, stilts. Maybe that'll be okay. Okay, that should be. Consider that.
We live in what we call the state of Jefferson, which is pretty red. So is that going to help us at all?
Mm. Do you swim?
Yes, very good.
Oh,
very well.
Well, then no, you have not a worry in the world, darling. That's good. Good. Excellent.
So a long time ago, I mysteriously got my hands on this very strange map. It was called I Am America. Do you know what I'm talking about, this map?
There's several versions of it.
Okay, well, it pretty much showed all of the West Coast underwater. But it had a little peninsula around Mount Shasta coming out to the west, and that's where I live. And it pretty much looked like my property was going to be beachfront property. Is that going to happen? Is there going to be a little island there?
Well, we don't know that exactly. That depends on Bob. Let me tell you why. It is correct, and that's exactly what it kind of looks like. Okay, it's what it kind of looks like. Not exactly, but it's kind of that.
Oh, that'll do. Mm-hmm. I'll take
okay.
kind
and
of
and you might make it, but you need to be careful, though, because you don't know how high that is. The pitch points aren't set. For example, we made the gregarious, ridiculous statement that Holly, 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 Yaki, Laka, 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 Laka was going to move to Alaska. Okay? Well, it is. Okay? It is.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be a journey, then, isn't it?
So you're saying it might be something like that, but not exactly. But don't sweat it. If I know how to swim and I put my house on pylon.
The draw lines are not set. We said that the water was going to cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty. Okay? It will. We didn't say it was going to be sustained there forever. And we didn't say that it was going to make it fall, let it fall down. Okay? But if you're thinking about moving to Ellis Island, you might want to make sure you take your little floaties with you. That's on the other side. That's on the other side. Now you're coming back around on this side from the Mount Shasta area. That could affect it, but that may not be as high then as it is now. See, you would say that on the edges of the Willamette Valley, too, but that's not on your map, is it?
No, it's not. Nothing's set in stone.
Well, it is set in stone, but the stone keeps changing. It's set, but it keeps changing. When you do the math, and that's the rub, you see.
Also, my brother-in-law is a geologist, and he's part of the earthquake preparedness in Jackson County, Oregon. He says the big one, the 9-pointer, is so overdue.
Ooh,
it would
honey,
be kind of like
a little big one. But now sometimes they have 11s. But really, it's about the girth of the thing. It's not the length, it's the girth. That's the thing you got to pay attention to. But, you know, you can probably get a big one, and it'll be all right. But tell me what your brother thinks the big one's like.
He says it's so overdue, it would be like a woman being 10 months pregnant.
With twins at 50 weeks. And dilated to about 12 centimeters.
So it's imminent. Is what
it has been forever. That's the only reason we're saying anything about it. Well, we would say that it's been forever, ever, ever, ever. And then we start saying, well, some straight day out there, Ion says that the world is going to change. And then get Katharine Hepburn to come do a version of what it looks like over there. Just have them look and see. And see, it's just changing. All it is, you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on the rain. We don't care. Blame it on something.
Lots of rain. Just recently, we had a 6-pointer off the coast. A week later, we had a slide on the Salmon River Road. About 3 or 4 years ago, the exact same thing happened. Are they related? The slide related to the earthquake?
Just as all is recorded, all is connected.
Yeah.
Now, people can have effects on it. Like, some people can go to Maui and make it rain. But that's a different conversation. So that's an outside inference, but they're all connected. Because everything, remember the hula hoop with the magic marker spinning on the wall, making vibration and frequencies? Everything is a frequency. Frequently, the frequency freaks the freakers. And the freakers are freaking freaked. And you're freaking freaked, that's what happens. So it shows up in every kind of way. And the next thing you know, you cook pasta, and it doesn't work the same. The starches in the pasta are gone. Where's the starch in the pasta? We boil the stock, and it won't even absorb. It won't absorb. There's no gluten to it to absorb. You can't even cook pasta, even though it's salty like the sea. Interesting.
Just be ready for everything to be changing, which it is, just constantly. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Thanks a lot. My life is going really well, and I have some same problems as poor Eliza. Gosh, I have some great testimonials. I should call Carolyn's program.
We like that.
But she did total biology on me 3 years ago, and I've never had the condition return. So I'm thinking maybe Eliza should.
For a hypocrite, it works pretty good sometimes, doesn't it? The hypocrite biology.
the total biology is hypocrite.
Hell yeah. Thank good and it'll be good because it's good. So think bad, don't be bad, and it's bad. Well, if the thinking that got you bad is the thinking that makes you good, seems kind of hypocritical, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I guess.
And we don't care what you call it as long as it works. You know, you can call it dick if you want to, as long as it works.
If
you feel better, then that's the point. And that's why we yield. We yield to it. It's silly, and it's a glib cliché archetype, but it would say, hey, to get you through the night, honey, tear it up. Tear it up on the weekends.
Because we're so suggestive. Is that what you're saying?
You're so suggestive. You listen to someone take your power and put it in a damn cardboard box. Living in a cardboard box. Living in a box. You were so suggestive. You separated yourself from the very power that made you a damn god. Made you live an entire life less than hurting. Running around, taking drugs, trying to find something. Sleeping with people, not sleeping with people. Buying things, getting things, selling things, over things, mad at things, having things. Tearing up, cutting off, cutting out, eating up. Don't eat, eat it, beat it, beat out of me. Don't beat out of me. Yes, do it. No, do it. No, no. And it's everything a rabbit can do. A stomp. You're like, why? Jesus God, why is this fun? How can this be the way to go? It's amazing. And yet you go generation after generation after generation of just, I can't take this anymore. You say it's the end. That's all you got to do. Now you're amping it up. You're raising the stakes. We kept saying many are going to die. Many will meet their doom. But that's not the point. The point is you're still eternal. So even in that case, you're still there. So now it comes right back to, oh, 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 okay. And then you find a little softer place than you had before. And when you do that, then you move. Now, we're not again pain. If you want us to stop pain, we will eradicate pain from your damn world. But you'll run around and you'll chop your damn leg off and won't even know you did it. That's not good. Well, it's up to you. We can make you pain-free. No worries. But still hard, very hard to expire in ICU. So the softening point of that is that you start considering it from that bad position, and then all of a sudden your body responds in kind, and that's what's going to happen every single time without fail or exception. Now, if you want to go get a cold towel and tap on your head to make you feel better, need a little loving, 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 we can do that all day long. Your big toe needs suck, we can suck your big toe. It don't bother us. But after some point, you've got to come to your place of your power. At some point, you've got to get up on that throne. Even have to listen to Zappa, which will make your damn ears bleed. We understand that. But even if you have to do that, it's worth it sometime. Not for long, but it's good for sometime. It's all good, though.
It's all good. Yep. I love your source rant.
That should help you just a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Just think when things are awful, it just no matter how bad the pain is, just think if you had an open sore, how much more it would hurt in a brine, in a pickle brine.
Don't put salt in the wound. Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. I just love talking to you. Love you guys so much. I know I don't call enough, but believe me, I am addicted.
What's wrong with the silver?
Silver?
Silver. Yeah.
I don't know.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. What's wrong with the silver?
Have you polished it lately?
No, I don't really have much.
Well,
I don't go in for fancy stuff.
This isn't fancy, so we didn't say it didn't have to. We didn't say it had to be gilded. We didn't say that. We said find the silver and polish it.
I will.
And when you notice that, you might find you have two pieces too much, which makes you one of those horrible, horrible, horrible money-grubbing Republicans.
Oh, yes. This is going to be an interesting ride. But never a dull moment.
You have no idea. Your property is going to be worth so much more after the flood. It's going to be great.
Well, it is flooding. The Scott River's flooding. The Scott Valley's flooding. It's crazy. But it's fun.
Yeah, keep on the sunny side. Always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Thank you so much.
Bubbles.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie.
That was fun. You think anybody will kill himself over that one, Bob?
No.
Hey, you need to, have you gauged, has there been any suicides? Is this a suicide helpline or something, Bob? Does it, you had any of them that actually suicided out? We should have a, okay, if you've suicided out or tried it, call into the show. We'd like to talk to you. This will be the Suicide Hotline Day. Thanks to our kind sponsors, Dr. Kevorkian.
Okay, here's somebody.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? Buddy. How are you doing? Good morning. How art thou?
It's happy.
Ion, good morning.
Hey, Corbin, how are you hanging today?
It is hanging not below my knee, maybe a little bit above. Kind of chilly, you know, so.
So they'll pull up a little bit in the cold. That happens.
We got shrunk up in the bag. You know how that goes.
Wait a minute.
All right,
hold
on.
It holds the heat. It holds the heat closer to your meat sack body. So that's always good. That's good and wrong.
That's a beautiful thing. Anyway, listen, I was going to ask you something. You're familiar with Anthony Burgess. The Anthony Burgess, which they made the Clockwork Orange movie on. They have an appendix in the back where they use words like Mao Chick, which is basically a gangbanger, thugger, and that terminology. We might have to start an appendix for ionology.
Ooh, the ology part's troublesome because then you have to study it. We're not saying study it. We're saying we're like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the problem is you end up, if you're not careful, Bob has been studying it forever. Oh, he got
Bob's been editing me to the point.
It won't work, and he can't get the pentad to hold together, and then the different quadrants are trying to kill each other. He's divided heaven into four different quadrants, and they're trying to kill each other to get to the top of the tiny note, to get to the Iron Throne before the rest of them. But then everybody left in Westworld is turning back around and trying to see if they can take over so that the machine does take over, that the machine can become God. If you won't ascend, the machines, the androids, certainly may. Oops, didn't mean to spoil it for you there.
Didn't you just quote Marshall McLuhan, the Electric Bride?
Who?
Didn't you just quote Marshall McLuhan?
Who? Never heard of him.
I've never heard of him either.
Is he dead?
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, well, fuck, why are you listening to dead people? There's your trouble. You're talking to dead people. Bob, he's been talking to dead people again. That's what happens every time he's talking to the dead.
I don't talk to dead people.
If we were quoting dead people, so the answer is no.
Sorry. No. What I was trying to get at, I'm getting a funny. Are you guys getting a staticky thing, Garrett? I'm getting a troublesome circuit. There, it's better now.
It's frequency. It's contrast. It's like when you rub it, it gets hard. When you play with it'll stand up. Or when you quit, it'll lay back down. It's the same thing. Lather, rinse, repeat.
So frequency versus amplitude modulation. And so upon this new year, what should you be looking for?
A throne.
I said, upon the upcoming new year, 2017, what should we be looking for?
And we answered, a throne.
Can we hone that throne? Like a cone? Can I hone your cone?
If you're so prone.
If I'm grown. Can I put on my tome?
Maybe if you bemoan.
I bemoan, and I still am grown.
With the crone.
And I ascend to the throne. So here the lockdown of Corbin Rule begins 2017.
It is not spoiled. It will die if it is sown.
But yet, if it's blown, it may come to...
Stone.
Now, if I throw this stone at the throne,
it'll be gone.
That doesn't rhyme with thrown and gone and stone.
We weren't rhyming, we were speaking.
Ion, JW, I've noticed that you like rap. Can you spit me a rhyme right now?
We have to bring in context. Otherwise, the only thing you all would listen to is Zippity Doo Dah all day long or some stupid.
Zippity Doo
Dah! We had to bring you in all kinds of music, in all its words and all of its capacity has shifted. You don't want to listen to Lawrence Welk all day long, and if you do, you set a memory, like a memory in a battery. You have to have new experiences. You have to have new exposures and corporal advantages to even decide that you like or don't like something. Those biases are always going to be produced because the world that you live in created those things. And when you create those things, they're going to be those things. Whether you know it or not, or like it or not, or be it or not, you're responsible. There's a quiz. So you better make note and note the noters.
Yes, I'm making notes. Actually, you said several things last night, and I don't know why you were calling me on that, but you didn't directly mention it. I don't know if it was a generalization or if you were aware or not that just basically I've had to bow out for the last couple months because Bobby won't let me speak.
Well, what a marvelous, powerful God this Bob must be. They can control all the time, space, continuum, stop everyone else but the ones he decides. Wow.
But what I do like...
If Rowan and Martin could get this gig, they'd be millionaires, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. What I do like, you have tamed Bobby, kind of put his mind in check. His hubris is so far out of check, you know.
The only thing you got going for you right now is you're talking about Bob. He'll let you talk the rest of the day when you're talking only about Bob, of course.
No, he won't let me talk at all, dude.
Right, but if you talk about Bob, you're in like Flea, and he'll let you speak forever. And then he'll say, what did you think about me? And then he'll send himself an email, and then we'll talk about the wonders of Bob, and then we'll talk about how good Bob is, and how Bob vicariously separated himself from all of his power, wealth, and glory just to help the little man come on back one more time for a Joe Don Sloan bowel movement, just one last time, one more time, but the Bob Carr can make it one more day, see what happens. We can bring Vern back around for one more regalia. Won't it be wonderful? Just one more time. And get a little beer back, bear back Christian Murray. Can't get any better than that. It can't get any better than that. Bring you all the way up there to poor old Mae Brussels. She might even make the cut, too. Then he'll find out where all those went away. Those things that went away are the reasons of what you don't do. Those are the things you don't do. Those are the things that didn't work. Those are the things that are platitudes that did not apply. But they're all important because they fit, only because you make them fit. Because otherwise you get tuck, tack, ticking in a toke tock too with a toot tock maycock toe. So Joyce then has got it pretty close because it doesn't make any, you still reading it, don't make any sense. It's kind of like Dan Rather in the damn evening news. You ain't got to go to the fake news network to see what it feels like. But we're going to talk about Bob until he gets tired of it, so that's all you can do.
Anyway, can we make an appointment next Saturday to let me speak with you for 10 minutes, and I want to get your feedback on something for the show's purpose.
Do that on Sunday. Do that on Sunday rather than Saturday, because they have that,
okay.
They have all the bleeding. You have the bleeding liberals you have to do on Saturday night, you know.
Sunday it shall be.
You're much more together today. It's very pleasant. Doesn't make us want to go shoot ourselves in the head so much.
Well, you got to understand, I like humor and being facetious because all these other trolls, they're just too serious about all the gimmicky. They just don't realize it comes to you when it comes
to
you.
How very high and mighty of you to not know what you don't know. But that's what they're saying, too. They're just trying to find their way, and that's perfectly fine, and they shall, and they shall. And it may be because of you or maybe in spite of you. Either way, they make it so good.
But I do know that I had made Ion come forth. The year was, let's see, it was 86 or 87, right about in there.
just keep coming. Just keep on coming. You'll come.
What if I gotta go?
Go and then come. Come and go. Come and go.
Come and go. Come and go. Come and go. Come and go.
Leave the money. Leave the money on the nightstand.
And there was all this this fiddle battle about financial stuff. Don't you know things are earning?
Fiddle battle is great.
Fiddle battle is wonderful stuff.
You know what's wrong with fiddle faddle? They show this picture of this perfectly caramel-covered popcorn, nougat-laced candies that is just perfect. And on that damn box, no matter the size, there is two roasted peanuts in on that cover, on that picture of that perfect. And you dump that box out, and I swear before a sovereign God, there will be two peanuts in that entire box of fiddle faddle. No more, no less. There will be two pink peanuts covered in that box. It is unbelievable.
Yes, I've noticed that myself.
And there needs to be a box full of peanuts and three pieces of fiddle faddle, but no, they got to do it the other way around.
I'm going to have to shoot them off a complaint, an email or something.
There you go, straight to the box. And that ticky-tacky is much better. Miss Marvel's thing about that, it's wonderful. Little houses made of ticky-tacky. That's great.
Anybody that may have it handy, it's called Anthony Burgess Clockwork Orange, and there's, like I said, it defines this language that they use throughout the book. Like the milk check bar, which is actually a milk and an opiate that comes out of the girl's breast. It's a milk bar and,
Colostrum.
Yeah. Tom, I really need you to find a few different things. What's the difference between the acronym ROTA and the acronym
C-A-R-O. It's a range. It makes gas products. Ropers.
I'm not catching that.
Roper. They make stoves.
No. R-O-T-A. An acronym.
Stands for stoves.
R-O-T-A, or Resh, I-N, Top, Alpha.
No, you didn't say Paul. You should have said Paul, not Tom.
The Hebrew Lloyds have this shit on lockdown.
Yep, they do that. They do that.
They do that so bad.
True that.
Spit that, get that, and are we going to speak before the holidays? The holidays are, I don't say anything. I never do.
Then go with that.
Silence is golden.
There you go. Bet you in a Zippy concert.
Oh, and how about the golden fleece? And there was one other you were mentioning last night, some name that refresh my memory.
Okay, wait for it. Wait. Here we go. Okay, there you go.
There we go. Now, I was thinking, should I exterminate L.A. Just for the experiment of just getting rid of the experiment of L.A.?
Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn.
That's what I say. Burn that motherfucker down.
It is anyway. It's going to burn anyway, so it's okay. Let it go. No worries.
Well, no, I kind of enjoy wiping out, genocide is one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, but you got to be very careful. You need a very smooth, rich cacao if you're going to make s'mores over the burning of L.A. You got to have a lot of it because it'll get too hot, so you got to go soft. You want to roast the marshmallows really carefully so that they don't burn.
Well, that's the sattvas, salt. Sulfur, mercury, and there's five of them. Can you help me out?
We have already.
And what's JW's favorite song? Oh, you do know Leon Russell, Pat.
It changes. It would probably be, it changes.
Tiny Bubbles?
No.
What is JW listening to this afternoon?
Bach.
Bach. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Good music to listen to. Stimulates the brain, something. Do you know that in American music, the note A is at 440 hertz? And Britain,
it's at
444 hertz.
No, the Magnificat is in D major. It's much better.
Yes, I agree. I know what you're talking about. But what I'm talking about is
Luke,
the tune.
Based on Luke 1, 46 through 45. And
Opus
31 is nice, too.
What do you think of Paganini?
Christmas Oratorio. It's overdone. The Christmas Oratorio is great as well.
You know what the best-selling Christmas carol is right now?
I Want a Hippopotamus for Crummel.
No, the Trans-Siberian
Orchestra. Don't tell me. It's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
There we go. You know
no,
your
no, no, wait,
stuff.
Don't test. It's Elmer Fudd singing, I'll have a
DJ for your birthday.
Crema without you.
And then if grandmother will blow Rudolph, you might get a rim job from Santa.
Do a rim job. You can toss the salad. That's nice.
Santa is going to toss salad all day long.
Bob's punishing us because we fucked up his Zappa shit.
Zappa suck.
Well, but that's we're being punished. We're just being punished.
Actually, I do need to put in a request with Bobby for a ship arriving too late to save a drowning witch. That's my Christmas.
Crema.
Oh, actually, Carolyn is quite pissed off. You guys were a bit belligerent last night, you know, talking to the ladies in such disrespectful manner. Oh, my goodness. Carolyn got on the phone and had Bobby's balls in her hand.
He liked it rough.
Well, I know Bobby liked it rough. We used to put him in a bag and, you know, like, give him, well, we shan't go any further.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I did. I asked him several questions. Ion, thanks for your knowledge, and I shall keep all that was said in mind.
What were your topics, Corbin?
You weren't listening, were you?
Oh, Jesus,
no.
God, don't make us do it again. It was bad enough the
no.
first time. It was true.
It wasn't bad. JW, Ion, cut that shite out, mate.
Hey, Corbin, just tell me what the titles are so I can put in the list.
Ship Arriving Too Late to Save a Drowning Witch.
You asked about that.
No, I asked you for Christmas if you would play that at some point. Maybe next week, maybe not today, or if time permits.
You mean that particular song?
The whole song. From beginning to finish. Yeah, it's an epic adventure of mathematical detail that is so intense, plus an excellent guitar solo, and probably... one of his best musical pieces.
So what were your topics with Ion?
I started to get him to go to Homeless Home and to see if I could touch his bone, and then he rhymed me back, and I said, spit out a rhyme, because I noticed JW was very much into rap music. So everything that rhymed with wine to bone And then I went on to talk about Anthony Burgess and how in the back they have an appendix that explains all the words they use, like malchick, which means a ruffian or a thug, which would be a gangbanger by today's standards. And then I asked him if I could blow up L.A., genocide on a mass level. He said I didn't have to worry because it was going to fall into the ocean.
After it burns. Let the
motherfucker burn. Anyway, and then I chided him for you both being childish last night because Carolyn came in and had your balls in her hand because you were flirting with all the women and... Bobby, you naughty, naughty boy. Naughty penis boy.
Okay, well,
anyway, hone that tone.
Okay, thank you very much, Corbett. We got to move on.
Thank you. Much blessings and much love. Better mute me.
Was that our punishment, Bob? We're sorry. We'll never do it again.
What did you do?
We may have curtailed your zippy thing for a moment, but we've been thoroughly punished now.
How did you do that? What did you do?
The chip body, Bob.
You tripped? Made a mistake?
No, it wasn't a mistake to us, but we've been heartfully punished. So it must have been a mistake.
We'll
curtail those.
How were you punished?
We kept kicking your chair and you wouldn't respond.
That punished you? That was the punishment?
Yes, it was terrible.